Protests are continuing in Ferguson, Missouri, and elsewhere after the announcement this week that a grand jury will not bring charges against Darren Wilson. Wilson is the white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed 18-year-old African-American, Michael Brown, in August. Prosecutor Bob McCullough has faced criticism for how he handled the grand jury process. Some of it's coming from Pamela Means. She's an attorney in St. Louis and president of the National Bar Association. That's the oldest and largest national association of African-American attorneys and judges in the U.S. Pamela, you said that there's a lot of distrust in the process among the people of Ferguson. Where do you think that distrust is coming from?
I think the distrust happened when, as McCullough began to present the decision by the grand jury, one would say that he almost sounded like a defense attorney as opposed to a prosecuting attorney.
How so? This is the district attorney, Bob McCullough, you're talking about.
Yes. I've been practicing law for 18 years. I actually do corporate law, but I defend companies. When I put a case forward, I put forth the best case that can be won for my client. I don't put forth conflicting evidence or witnesses that haven't seen anything or that could destroy the fundamental basis of my case. When you think about a grand jury process, that process is not a jury trial. It is an audience for, similar to the preliminary hearing before the judge, it's an audience for the prosecutor to present a case that says, we believe it's worthy of indictment. Here's the evidence that proves that. And it's a solid, airtight case because the evidence is really controlled by the prosecutor. That's not to say that the grand jury can't ask for witnesses or ask questions, but typically the prosecutor controls the process. Typically, a defendant doesn't testify in that proceeding because the prosecutor's main goal as the advocate for the state is to administer justice and to get a charge. Otherwise, he wouldn't be bringing it before the grand jury.
Now, the officer that you're talking about, Officer Wilson, did indeed appear before the grand jury. He was not cross-examined, but he gave a considerable amount of testimony. You're saying that is highly unusual, and why would it be suspect?
Well, it's highly unusual in this. In a grand jury proceeding, you're not allowed to go in. Your attorney's not allowed to go into the room with you, which means that you are giving up your constitutional right to right of counsel. Your counsel can be outside of the room. So that means statements and everything you say can be held against you. What defendant? That's why most defendants don't testify in a grand jury proceeding, because you don't want to do anything to incriminate yourself. So I've talked to individuals that have been prosecutors for years, and they say only under circumstances when there's an assurance that the prosecutor's not going to go after the defense witness, or that they're not going to put them in a position where they would give up their right, that they feel comfortable to go in the room. I don't know that any of that happened here. But the fact that you have the witness there and the only one that's controlling the questions to the witness is the prosecutor. And you look at the questions that were asked as an individual that have tried cases. Like Lisa Bloom, I love cross-examination because you can make your case with their witness. And it appears to me that it was very strange that his side of the story was given in a way that wasn't challenged, didn't appear to be challenged at all.
But this, if you look at it a different way, could be seen as an effort to be as objective as possible and let the grand jury, an objective body, decide these things instead of him, a single prosecutor, making the decision. In some eyes, that might be a noble gesture given the stakes here.
Here's the thing. Some would say, and it has the appearance of that he just threw everything at this grand jury. And I applaud this grand jury in the sense that they were impounded before there was a Mike Brown situation. They did the best they can. And we should never attack this grand jury for doing what citizens are required to do under these circumstances. It's not the grand jury that controls the process. It's the prosecutor. There's an old saying that says a prosecutor could indict a ham sandwich if he so chose to do that. And in this particular case, when you take 12 individuals and you have this much weight, the world watching this process, why would you throw at that grand jury everything without a testing of the defendant, without a clear testing of other witnesses? And then why would you come and present it in a manner as if you are neutral in the process? Prosecutors are hired to prosecute individuals who make crimes against the state. They are advocates for the state. They get justice for the state. And the way they do justice is if they believe that the facts do not support a charge, it is their responsibility, because that's what we pay them to do. That's what we elect them to do. If they believe that justice requires no charges, then you don't put a grand jury through that. I think it's unfair in a circumstances where you say, I'm not going to give you any charges. I'm going to dump confusing evidence on you. I don't think that you're going to be able to find too many defense attorneys here that will ever tell you that in the 20, 30 plus years that Bob McCullough has been a prosecutor, that he's conducted the grand jury in this manner.
So is there anything in that body of evidence from the grand jury proceedings that stands out in particular for you and that will stand as the other investigations into this case go forward?
Well, you know, as president of the National Bar Association, I have chosen not to look at any of the evidence in this case for two reasons. I believe that a dump of that evidence could potentially have an impact on tainting the jury pool for a civil trial. And the one thing that I don't want to be ever accused of is having done or saying or analyzed some piece of evidence that did not require or give them their day in court. Number two, there is a federal grand jury that is going on. I don't quite know if that grand jury is being sequestered. And I want to be very careful as a steward of the law to ensure that justice is done in a manner that is fair and just. So I haven't looked at the body of evidence to second guess the grand jury. And I would say to people, don't second guess the grand jury. Look at the process and procedure and see whether or not that process yielded something which citizens, because we said at the beginning of this, that the real issue was restoring trust. And if the process did not yield that, we have to question why it got there.
Pamela Means is an attorney and president of the National Bar Association, which is the largest and oldest national association of African-American attorneys and judges in the United States. She joined us from St. Louis. Very nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having us.